Hey, everybody, you're listening to NC Shop Talk, brought to you by NC Carpet Binding. I'm your host, Mal Mayer. If you want to learn from some of the most innovative people in the industry and laugh a ton, then this show is for you. So let's get started. Hey, everybody, welcome back to NC Shop Talk. Our next episode and our next guest absolutely has me so excited. It has the company excited. It's something that we've never done before. This next venture for NC Carpet Binding is definitely uncharted territory. It involves something we've never even considered, much less thought about until recently. Really, that is until we heard about and have gotten to know Peter Pozanski. Peter is a senior at Tampa Jesuit High School, and this fall will be playing football at the University of North Carolina. To find a more impressive 18-year-old across our country, anywhere for that matter, would be quite difficult. From what I've heard from him and spoken to him and gotten to know him, he's an open book. He's very energetic and personable, really fun to talk to, and honestly, the most driven 18-year-old you'll come across. Peter excels not only in the field, but also in the classroom, and is a very respectful, kind, and caring person. If you haven't already heard, as we just announced the news a few days ago, NC Carpet Binding and Peter have come to an agreement on an NIL deal. These name, image, and likeness deals essentially allow us to have Peter help promote our company. But to be completely honest and transparent, we feel more apt to promote him more than anything else. Truth of the matter is, we're not making Peter rich here. With the deal we offered him as a small company, his list of suitors and the suitors will continue to grow for him, and he'll surely net vastly larger deals with bigger companies. But being the first company to work with Peter is exciting for us, and we're proud of that. To be the first is something our company has always taken great pride in and we strive for. The fact that he chose to accept our offer is rewarding, and we're excited to watch him blossom at the collegiate level. Again, NC Shop Talk welcomes in an All-American high school defensive end at the prestigious Tampa Jesuit High School and very shortly, University of North Carolina football program. Incoming freshman, Peter Pozanski. Peter, welcome to the podcast.
What's going on, Matt? How you doing?
Good, buddy. I'm so happy to have you here. And I just hope you enjoy it and just relax and have a good time with it.
He's well, man. I'm really excited for this. This is a big thing going on here.
I'm so glad. I'm glad you are. And you're the big thing, and that's why you're here, and you've definitely earned it. You know, getting started kind of at the beginning, I know family is first for you, and let's just say your family is impressive. Both of your parents played at the collegiate level. Your dad was a two-sport All-State baseball and basketball player, and your mom played D1 basketball. Now, you are the third of four children that's already received full scholarships to Division I school for athletics. Your sister, Abby, is set to graduate from Alabama, where she plays crew for the last 4 years. Your brother, Joe, made his debut last season as a starting quarterback for Holy Cross and absolutely took the league by storm. And now you're headed to North Carolina. Your parents just have to be so beyond proud. Can you tell us about how this runs in the family? Like, how does this happen?
Well, part of it is definitely both of them being great athletes. And I think the other part of it is them both being great parents and growing up the right way, them parenting us the right way. And, you know, as kids, we all played every sport, swim team, dive team, all of it. We were doing everything. So we learned all these different motor skills, all how to move our body in different ways. So when we finally locked in on a sport, you know, it was like, oh, yeah, I can do this. If I just put a little time into it, it's like, oh, I'm the best now. Like, I don't know. Our parents did a great job with us. That's all I can say.
For sure. 100%. Now, I would be remiss not to mention the youngest Pozanski, who he's in eighth grade, right?
He's going into eighth. Yeah,
he's the seventh going into eighth. So your brother Owen is the youngest of the four Pozanski kids. And he's already a known middle school athlete and making a name for himself quickly. Do you all serve as tutors and coaches for Owen?
I wouldn't say not as much tutors, but coaches for sure. Like I get on him every day. I beat him up. If he's not doing good, I get on him. Like,
you ride him.
He's supposed to be the best. He's had three older siblings to teach him the ways. Obviously, we've all made it to a certain point. It's pretty impressive. So hopefully, with all our help, he can beat us all.
He could be y'all. That's the goal, right? I like that. Unselfish.
That's how it should be. You know? According to the statistics, I've looked at some statistics. He's supposed to be the best. I don't know if I believe it.
He's got to prove it, right?
Yeah, he does.
So he's a wide receiver, and from what I hear, is fast. Now the big question at this point: who's faster, you or Owen?
I'm definitely still faster. He's finally starting to really grow into his own, grow into his body. He's getting a little taller. He's getting a little faster, but he hasn't got me yet.
I saw some of his highlights. He can motor, so
he's almost there.
Yeah, he's going to beat you soon enough. Within 2-3 years, his 40
times. Once he gets to high school and really starts growing up.
Yep, and the training and everything, yep. So, I mean, did your parents push you to practice and train all these years? Are you more self-driven? Is it a combination?
It's a big combination. They really just supported us, whatever we wanted to do. Like, it was a second grade. I said, I want to play lacrosse. They said, okay, let's go. For the next 6 years, they were driving me to lacrosse tournaments on the weekend, all summer long, all my practices. There was his day. But it was more like just what we wanted to do. They just helped us along the way, and it all just worked out well. I think so.
Who's tougher on you, your mom or your dad?
I feel like my mom is discreetly disappointed sometimes because she knows the full potential. She's my mom. She knows everything. So
right.
I feel like she knows if I don't do the best, she knows I can do better.
Yeah.
But my dad, he's usually just pretty happy to be there. He gets excited.
That's great.
He gets pumped up about the games. He loves football. He gets into it.
That's awesome. Was there a moment or a time or an age where you just said, you know what, I'm going to be serious about this and I'm going to make it big in football? Was there a time where you can like remember?
I can tell you my whole life I knew football was my thing. I played football and I played flag football up until forever, but I didn't play tackle football until high school. I played in third grade for a year. And then I started in high school. It was a tight end when I came in. But I still knew football was my thing. I didn't know what I was going to do. I came in as a tight end. A week later, I'm on the D-line. And 5 months later, I'm a freshman All-American. And it just clicked like that.
Amazing. And amazing.
At that point, I knew that was it for me. I was like, all right, we found it.
All right. That a boy. Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know that part about the tight end part. I mean, did some research, but we're really just starting to get to know each other.
Yeah, you know, in COVID, my brother's a quarterback at Holy Cross, obviously. Uh-huh. So all COVID, I was running routes for him, catching balls. So we were ready to go into Jesuit and just tear it up as this tight end quarterback duo. But I was the D lineman.
Coach had other ideas, and he's probably right.
Yep.
But I mean, you are very agile, which we're going to get to in a minute. And if you stuck with tight end, I'm sure you would have been fine. Definitely. Did you have soft hands like your dad because he was a baseball player? Or,
yeah. Sure.
Okay. So you would have been completely fine. So of course you lettered all 4 years of high school, earning All American honors your freshman year, which put you on the map immediately. Your high school being Tampa Jesuit, which is a monster school. Tell us about the school's great reputation and the football program that has sent countless players to D1 schools.
You know, well, forever, the history of our school is so our school is only 800 kids to 900. So it's less than all the other schools. And we're usually still one of the best teams in the area. We play hard. We play fast. Our defense gets after it. And, you know, the past, I think 13 years, Coach Thompson, Matt Thompson, he's been our head coach and he's just wonderful. He's put countless people in college, multiple in the NFL. And it's tradition there. You know, you work hard, you get things done, you do what you got to do, and good things happen.
How hard is he on you guys? This day and age, it's not easy to be hard on young kids. What kind of coach is he?
So from the start of February up until August, we do 6 a.m. lifts and running at Jesuit. So before school, and then when summer starts, 4 days out of the week, we'll go in there at 6 a.m., have to wake up. So it's pretty rigorous as well. We run a lot. We lift a lot. We get after it. Our conditioning's, it's conditioning for sure.
That's good. So it is still possible to be tough on kids, but you got to have that loving hand too. And I haven't coached in a while. I miss it. But, my kids are you know, little and I have to work. But before they were around, I loved it. And there was always, you got to be firm, but you got to be loving to, you know, care about the kids. And you already spoke so nicely of him. You lit up when you brought up his name. I could see it in your face. And that's a great thing to have. You'll have that the rest of your life. I'm sure you'll stay in touch with him and have him, you know, in your life too, which is wonderful.
That's part of it at Jesuit. When you go in there, you know, like, it's not easy. It's hard. Like, a lot of kids who come in there, they don't make it past sophomore year. They can't do it. They're not built for it.
Yeah.
The kids who do obviously succeed. I think this year we had 6 or 7 guys signed to play college on one team just for football.
Out of an 800 kid school. That's incredible.
Yeah. Our baseball team, I think they had like 14 kids signed to play baseball this year, which is like absurd. So it's how we do it at Jesuit.
That's awesome. That's really impressive. And it's year after year.
Every single year, yep.
In my research, I found out that you got clocked in the 40-yard dash at 4.8 seconds before the season started. Well, not out of shape, but a little over your playing weight at 290 before your senior season. Running a 4.8 at 290 is insane. You're obviously in the weight room a ton. In addition to that, obviously the lifting and, you know, everything involved there. Where does your speed come from? You're doing, I'm assuming you're doing speed training. You know, what's your daily regimen or weekly regimen on your speed and your agility?
Well, like ever since I was growing up, I was usually one of the faster guys, but I was always the bigger one. But then I got to high school and like also in COVID, we're running 40s. We're timing each other every other day.
Great.
And I get to Jesuit and I just start getting bigger, but as I'm getting bigger, it doesn't really, the speed stays.
Incredible.
Because, you know, as I was getting there, I was getting so much stronger, everything, you know.
You do a lot of plyometrics?
Not like a lot. I mean, I'm a pretty flexible guy. Like, I got good hips. I can get down pretty low in a squat. I got pretty flexible ankles, but I've always just been faster and I'm pretty strong, so.
You got that from your mom, I'm sure.
I got the speed from something.
Well, you know, your freshman year, I looked it up. You were 6'1", 242. Now you're 6'3", playing weight around 282 to 285. And even with your tremendous size, like we said, you're quite fast and agile. But this is something I want to talk about. I don't know what's more impressive, that the fact that you run a 4.8 40 at your size or the fact that you can do a standing backflip on command. What is the backflip all about?
So when I was younger, like I talked about earlier with the swimming and diving, the diving was me. I was the diver of the family. I dove like for like 4 or 5 years at the neighborhood pool. And I've always done it since I was like in kindergarten doing flips in the pool. And I started doing that. And then eventually I started trying flips on the ground and I started landing them and I never lost it.
It's crazy. Don't let Coach Brown hear about you doing backstanding back.
He knows about it. He loves it.
He does? Okay.
He says, my incoming D lineman can do a backflip on the ground. He's never seen that.
That's great. This is something that it just blows my mind. You know, as a kid, I wanted to be an athlete more than anything, and I didn't have the physical tools. I trained hard, I worked hard, and the best I could accomplish was, you know, Division III. But as soon as you found out that you were committing to North Carolina and we got wind of it, a bell went off in my head immediately. I said, you know, NC obviously stands for North Carolina.
Yep.
And of course, NC for NC Carpet Binding. What a perfect parallel. And truly, we couldn't have asked for a better fit with you. You strive to be the best. You're absolutely relentless on the field. And obviously now in your training, like we've talked about, and you're tough and you want to work hard, just like our machines. What do you think about the whole thing? You know, you working with us.
I think it's an amazing thing that happened. You know, we got these shirts. You know, we're obviously making a good connection here.
Yes.
And I think it's perfect. I think it worked out how it should have. I think the plan is going the way it was meant to.
No, it's awesome. And sometimes just things happen. God puts things together and it was like a perfect fit. And we also knew you'd have no clue who we were, but we were glad you researched it after we asked you and accepted the offer. So we appreciate that. Thank you for that. And in all this, what I find fascinating is the recruitment process. At the end of the day, nothing feels better than being wanted or loved or appreciated. And essentially the entire country wanted you, and you earned it. Every major program in the nation, I'm sure, you know, wanted a crack at you. And we, you know, we would love it if you could take us through this recruitment process, if that's okay.
Oh, for sure.
All right. If I bore you with these questions, you just...
You're good.
Deal with me.
I could talk about the recruitment process all day. There's so much to it.
Okay.
I mean, that it just keeps going. I started my freshman year after I got my first offer from Virginia Tech. They offered me, and then eventually it kept going. And it doesn't really get serious till junior year, September 1st. Might be August now when they can really talk to you. And midnight of that night, if you're like, not think you're going to be a good recruit or you're going to get texts, you'll get a bunch of Twitter DMs, coaches texting you. Like, I stayed up till midnight that night. I got like 20 texts from different coaches, like,
crazy.
What's going on? How are you? And it was really absurd just to like have that happen to like me. Like, I never thought that was going to happen. And it didn't. It just happened. And the coaches, you know, if people want you, there's a lot of coaches texting you. I was on a call maybe five nights out of the week, texting coaches every day, making relationships. Like, I made a couple great relationships with a couple different coaches, and they just never came to fruition because, like, you know, I didn't end up going to that school.
Wasn't the perfect fit for it. Yeah.
Yeah. This is the school. Obviously the coaches are great people, but, you know, it's just a lot. And then going on all the visits, hey, we're here, please come here. You know, all this.
And they're always putting their best foot forward, of course.
Everyone's putting on their best show, the photo shoots, all of it. I mean, it's a little bit overwhelming. Like, after I go on a visit, like, so what do you think about it? And it's like, well, I was just at Oklahoma. Obviously, it's awesome. I mean, it's a great school. They win a lot. But
didn't
it's like,
were they the ones that put you in like a King's chair or something like that?
Yeah, they did have a chair there for one of the, that was a junior day, I think. We had a King's chair we were taking pictures in.
Crazy. And I remember
in the stadium, going out there. It's all crazy, and it just comes down to what you want, what you think you need, what works for you best,
and you're,
it's all that, it adds up.
You're trying to sift through all this, and people, you know, courting you essentially, and it's amazing, you know, what you guys have to go through. It's a lot of pressure, it's a lot of time, and it's a lot of, you know, sifting through, you know, agendas and everything else. Were you able to ask the coaches? And that would be the first thing I'd want to. I want to play. I don't want to sit. I don't want to watch. I'd want to play. Were you able to ask them, like, where do you foresee my play time?
Yeah.
Me coming in as a freshman, like, where am I? And you do that?
Yeah, you can, but, you know, it's college football. So you don't know your answer. You're coming in as a new guy. There's people who have been there for 3 or 4 years. Coaches, I know plenty. There's plenty of people who, coaches will tell them, hey, you're going to play your freshman year. They get there, and they're not saying they were in high school. They're not working hard enough, you know, whatever. Everything adds up. They can't promise you to play.
Of course.
You know, you're not good enough. They're going to play the best guy. It's college football. You got to win.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you work hard and do what you got to do, you can go in and play.
You got to go compete.
Abilities for it, if you're fast enough, tall enough, big enough, you can play. It's all up to you. It's not up to the coaches. It's all up to what you do yourself, I think.
Yeah.
You control what happens to an extent.
So with the calls and the emails coming in, you start to whittle down your list. And rumor has it, your first inclination was to go to a cold weather Big Ten school. What was it? You just wanted to be out there sleeveless and braving the snow and cold like a tough guy lineman?
Well, when I was younger, we lived in Minnesota, so I kind of liked the cold. Down here in Florida, it gets real hot.
Yeah.
I step outside, I got to change my shirt. You know, like it's pretty ridiculous down here.
I hear you.
I like the cold. And it's what I always liked since I was younger. But, you know, as it started, the offer started coming. And also, so freshman year, when I got my first offer, I sat down with my parents and we wrote down what I wanted in a school that I was going to commit to. And it was like good education, good football, good school, good campus, all that. And at the end of the day, I had my final pitch for what I liked. I laid that list down, looked at the teams, and picked which one was best for me.
Well, I know in our talks before, but I want to get this to the audience. You're, again, going back to what I said earlier, you're big on family, and North Carolina preaches family. And they didn't just preach it before you got there. They did that. Then when you got there, you felt it, that it wasn't an act and it wasn't just a sales pitch. They really, you know, had this family culture and you enjoyed the visit and it didn't take you long to realize that's where you were going. Am I right in saying that?
In a way, yeah. Like when I first met Coach Mac Brown, it's like, he was like the nicest guy ever. I mean, he's, I'm serious. He is one of the nicest guys ever. He's a great person to talk to. He's a great person. And also his wife, Sally, you know, they just like, they're the older people there. So, you know, they like run the place. Everyone listens to them, respects them. And it's really like a whole family. There's like the older brothers. It's like the coaches. They tell you what to do. You listen to them. And, you know, everyone's friendly. We're all tight knit. It's a great thing that they got going on.
Yeah, I know they made you feel at home, you know, from what you said to me prior. And can you tell the story about when you told your parents that you were going to commit and they were like, really, already? And you said, yeah, this is where I'm going. And then you proceeded to tell Coach Mac Brown, what did he say? And then the subsequent reactions. Can you take us through that real quick?
So when I think when I told my parents, I was standing in my living room. We were talking about it. And the final, it was between Oklahoma and North Carolina. That's what I boiled it down to. And we were talking, just going over it. And the whole time there's just like this feeling, like, I don't know if it's like, I don't know what it was, but it was just always leaning towards North Carolina. Like, it just felt right. It felt like, oh, that's what I should do. You know, like, yeah. Something inside of me was telling me that. I'm like, we're about to go up to my last visit to North Carolina. And then we're going to go to the spring game. And then we're going to go to Oklahoma's spring game the weekend after. And I was like, oh, Mom, Dad, I don't think we need to go to Oklahoma next week. And I'm like, I think I'm committing to North Carolina. We go up there for the spring game. Have a good old visit, get out for the game. Game ends, we go out on the field. I see Coach Mac Brown and we get out there. I'm like, Coach, I'm all in, let's go.
Wow.
I tell him, it's just happy moment, giving me a hug and it was just great. Right after the spring game, it was pretty cool.
And then he said to you, I guess to make sure you were serious before I tell the-
No, he did. He's like, you serious?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, seriously, let's do it.
And then you had to. Then who did you tell next that went crazy?
I told the defensive coordinator and the defensive line coach. They were both really excited too,
jumping up and down and carrying on.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, exactly. You're one of their prize targets, of course. So they're only too happy to get you. That's awesome. I'm really happy for you to have an experience like that. It's just tremendous. So you're changing gears a little bit. Your big brother Joe got his chance to start at quarterback this season. And absolutely lit it up in his first game. I think he had 4 or 5 touchdowns, and it was televised on top of it. It must have felt just surreal seeing his dream come true and that same dream that you have. Did you guys grow up talking about it a lot, or did it, like you said before, did it really, you start talking about it during COVID?
Well, I don't think we ever really talked about it. We always just played sports, did our thing, and you know, we ended up where we were, but watching the game, it was like, I'm going to be honest, I wasn't surprised at all because I knew what my brother was capable of. I was like, he just finally needed the chance to get out there. He got out there.
Yeah, of course.
What, like 370 yards or something?
I watched the whole game. It was insane. He tore them apart. Absolutely tore them apart.
And I was like, all right, there we go. Now everyone sees it. Everyone knows, like,
of course.
Yes.
Yeah, he reminds me of Joe Flacco in the size, the big arm. He could throw the ball 70 yards. He could run too. He's not a big, cumbersome, you know, slow guy.
Agile, sure.
He can sling it and he can move. He's got good feet. So really, really impressive.
Speaking of COVID again, 70-yard throw, by the way. He was standing 70 yards away, hit the field goal from 70 yards, the field goal post, crossbar. And there was a couple times, actually, he threw it over. It went probably at least 80 yards. So he's got a legit cannon.
Yeah, that's a big arm right there. It's a big boy. You know, as part of the NIL deal compensation package that we did, I had an idea to make up T-shirts for you, your family, friends, do whatever you want. And I know we just shipped them down. You just got them. They're in North Carolina blue with your name on the back and number, of course, and RNC logo on them. You know, put an American flag on one side, the football on the other sleeve, and... You know, I just hoping you guys digging them. I know you're wearing it right now, which is awesome, but everyone's loving them.
So actually I was waiting until, so Wednesday's my graduation party.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to be handing them out there. Because we waited until the deal was like official to really give them out.
Yeah.
I showed my friends and they saw him like, I showed a couple of them. They were like, oh, give me one. My parents want one, all this. So when they all come for the party, those shirts would be gone. They love them.
That's all. Dude, I'm
awesome
so
shirts.
Glad. So glad to hear that. I know I showed you the design, but I just wanted to make sure you were happy with it. And like I said, wearing it right now gave me a smile when I saw you come on the Zoom call. Hey, this is perfect. He at least likes it a little bit. So another change of gears, which I find really almost as compelling as anything else, as a little kid, you were always drawn to the company Peterbilt because, you know, your name Peter and, you know, they're a big USA-made truck manufacturer. And, well, your name's Peter and you're a USA-made essentially monster, powerful built truck yourself. So that's another great fit, and you need to get an NIL deal done with those guys because that is a absolute perfect fit. Whatever it's going to take, that has to happen.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool to get done if we could get something in the works there. But it actually started, my mom would see the Peterbilt truck. This was like elementary school, moving up to middle school. When I was like the biggest kid, I was the biggest kid in class, in school, whatever. And she's like, well, the trucks, Peterbilt. And she got me a shirt.
Okay.
And ever since then, it's like, oh, Peterbilt. Like, I see a truck, I'm like, yeah, Peterbilt. Like, that's me. You know, I'm Peterbilt too.
I love that story.
Ever since then.
Dude, your mom's amazing. She's got the biggest hand in all this. So take good care of her.
She's the best.
That's great. And you're a smart little guy because it seemed like you was a perfect fit back then. And obviously your mom did. So, you know, I'm assuming you have Peterbilt shirts. If not, start wearing their stuff everywhere. And if I could help, I don't have any contacts there, but I got some decent auto industry contacts. I'm going to start calling on people and see if they know anybody there because that would be tremendous.
Yeah, I'm going to have to start finding some links to Peterbilt soon.
Would not be a horrible idea.
All right,
let's have some fun. I want to put you on the NC Shop Talk rapid fire hot seat. I'm going to fire off some questions and just give me the first thing that comes to mind.
The one word answer? Because I can elaborate.
You don't have to go crazy. You can elaborate a little bit here and there, but try to be quick with these. And when we go where it's good to elaborate, we elaborate. You ready?
Mm-hmm, let's do it.
All right. Favorite sport to play other than football?
I'm gonna say lacrosse. I played my whole life every year, but I love playing basketball too.
Okay. Well, lacrosse is like a license to hurt people with a stick, so I can understand that. Your favorite meal that your mom makes for you?
All right, again, here's two. My mom's best meal that I think she makes, meatloaf, mashed potatoes, green beans. Ridiculous.
Okay.
My favorite, hot dogs and mac and cheese ever since I was a child.
Still?
Number one. Still. Yeah, you don't even know. Like still.
Kraft out of the box or hold them at it? All right.
Kraft, it's always some Costco mac and cheese here and there.
Whatever. As long as it's mac and cheese, you're down.
For sure.
All right, your favorite meal out or favorite restaurant?
Probably Ruth Chris. They make a ridiculous steak over there.
Yeah, you get that like once every 2 years special there.
It's a special.
Exactly.
Well, it's still the best.
All right, here's my favorite question of the whole lot. Who'd win a fight? The Tampa Jesuit offensive line or the Tampa Jesuit defensive line?
Okay, real quick, let's clarify. Are we talking about the whole group or just like a 5v5?
We're talking about... Let's talk to 5v5, your top five guys versus your top five guys.
I'd say I could probably take out two of my boys, probably.
All right.
So then it's already a 4-on-3, so I'm taking the D-line. Me and my boys, we'll get on our horses. We'll go. Those guys are a little slower. We're a little faster on the D-line. You know, we got some endurance. The line, they're not as endured. You know, we'll get after them, I think.
I hope they listen to this, and they may come after you.
And good luck.
Season's over, but there's still school's not done yet.
Good luck.
All right. Who's your favorite athlete growing up?
My first favorite athlete I can think of was Connor Barwin, which is very weird because it was when I was very young and I was drawn to the D-line, which is kind of weird. But I'd say since then, Aaron Donald, because he's the best.
Yeah, he's the best.
We're kind of like similar in size, so I kind of look up to him. Want to be like him. We're both on the inside. Probably AD.
All right. What's your dream car?
A big, nice truck.
Big SUV?
A truck with a bed.
Pickup.
Just big wheels, you know, not too much of a lift, a little lift, maybe 2-3 inches, maybe just a leveling kit, whatever, but a nice truck, you know, some leather seats.
Maybe a Peterbilt. Maybe you'd be the first kid in the country to drive a Peterbilt as a daily.
I've never seen that before. I'll be the first. You know, we're
first kid in a Peterbilt. What's your daily driver? Oh, you know, I got a Peterbilt.
Yeah.
Peterbilt 589. That works.
That'd be pretty awesome.
I did my research on them already, too. So I got the one picked out for you. What's your favorite NFL team?
Eagles. Go Birds. Without a doubt.
All right. Ice cream or cake?
Can we do ice cream cake? Is that an option or no?
You can do that. I like that.
Ice cream cake. Because that's just ice cream.
Yeah.
With some chocolate.
Can you mix a little cake in there? Don't be shy.
Yeah.
All right.
Ice cream. Can't say.
Now, you go out for pizza. You're a big boy. I'm sure you got a monster appetite. How many slices of pizza are you eating?
If I'm going for records, I could definitely go for 16.
16.
I can vividly remember a time at this place called Press Box, I think, or Matchbox.
Uh-huh.
Back when we lived in Virginia, so I was 13 or 14. And I know I crushed 14 then.
Wow.
For a fact. So I think I could definitely go for 16 if I'm going all out.
All right. Just keep it under 290. We don't want your 40 time to slow down. If you're given unlimited funds, where are you traveling to?
I might be going to the Swiss Alps. Some nice skiing, you know, a little hot water spring, like a hot tub, some sauna, you know, some ice skating.
Right. That's different. Beautiful. I wouldn't have done that. You in the cold weather, you can keep it, okay?
Think about the Northern Lights, though. You ever seen the Northern Lights?
I have YouTube and a computer. I've seen them, yes.
Not in real life.
Not in real life. Not yet. When you go, we'll go together. You don't want me there. I'm too old. Who's the famous person that you would like to meet? Doesn't have to be sports. Just one famous person you'd like to meet. Who would it be?
One famous person. I mean, Mark Wahlberg. I mean, he's just a pretty cool guy, I think. I mean, he's obviously doing something right. He's making a lot of money. He's acting. He's ripped.
Made in music, actor, the whole nine. Really,
he just seems like a great guy. That's my whole spiel right there. I'd like hang out, sit down, have a meal. He just seems like a good guy.
That's awesome. You did great, man. You're off the NC Shop Talk Rapid Fire Hot Seat. And I kind of want to close with this. I asked around, and no matter who I asked, they all spoke well of you, Peter, which is a testament to you, your family. So you should definitely be really proud of that. The one thing I wanted to bring to the table for this is talking to one of your teammates, your high school teammates. And he's a standout nationally ranked linebacker and a Clemson commit, Drew Woodaz. Did I say his last name correctly?
Woodaz.
Okay. And he had this to say about you. Peter's one of the best people and players that I've ever played with. The energy he brings is unlike any other, and we compete with each other in every aspect of the game, which brings out the best in both of us. We hold each other accountable, and there's nothing I wouldn't do for him. I like that whole thing, but the last part, there's nothing I wouldn't do for him. I love that. I love the relationships, someone you can count on, someone that sticks up for you when you're not in the room. So he sounds like he's one of your guys.
Yeah, I'd say me and Drew are pretty much definitions of ride or die. It's also, and that bring it back, that's a part of the Jesuit thing. Like, they really emphasize like the brotherhood. Mm-hmm. I couldn't ask for better friends or a community. Like, we really are like brothers. It's a real thing. And Drew is definitely probably my biggest brother at Jesuit. And we were friends since like the first couple weeks I got there. You know, when I first got there, I was this random guy. It was this kid getting a Speedflex helmet, number 17. They didn't like me at first, but...
Uh-oh.
And they got to know me, and then we were best friends from then on, so...
And you bonded, right?
Yeah.
That's incredible. I got to tell you, too, I've done a lot of podcasts. I think you're 45, 46, somewhere around there. You're a great interview. You do incredible. You're 18 years old, and you're already a great interview. You did amazing, and I really, really... You know, I had a ton of fun with this. I don't want it to end.
Hey, if you got more questions, we can keep going.
Keep on going? Is there anything that you want me to you want to talk about that I didn't touch on?
There's not too much. I don't have much in the mind right now. I've been locked in on this interview.
I'm so happy that you came on with us. I want you to enjoy this ride that you're on. And the NC team is just glad to be involved in a really, really small way. We're already proud of you. Can't wait to see you play and thrive as time goes on. We know you will. When that day comes that you have your first game, barring anything drastic or somewhere I have to be for my family, I will be flying out to support you at that game. 100%. I look forward to it. I'm excited for it. And I, you know, pretty confident it's going to be this fall. So you got that promise from me.
Thank you. I appreciate that a lot. I hope to see you there.
All right, buddy. The fall is a crazy time. I got trade shows and everything else. So that first, that schedule, did they release it yet?
Yeah. And I'm going to be honest, you're probably not going to make it to the first game. It's in Minnesota, August 29th, I think, at Minnesota.
August 29th
on at Thursday, Minnesota. Thursday.
Okay. I can tell you right now, I have no trade shows then. If my son has a baseball tournament, he'll survive. So long as my daughter doesn't have a dance competition and a baseball tournament at the same time, I will be in Minnesota to watch your game. Guaranteed.
All right. I'll see you then.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much for coming on with us. It's an absolute pleasure. Every time I talk to you, I get more impressed. Truly. Thank you, Peter.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening in today, everybody. If you learned something new and liked what you heard, make sure to subscribe for more NC Shop Talk. Do me a favor and help us grow this sucker. Share this show on your social media feeds and with anyone else who'd love to hear it. Thanks for giving us a listen. And until next time, remember to get out there and make it happen.